Pyramid forecasting. Pyramid forecasting is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a forecasting technique that enables management to review and adjust forecasts made at an aggregate level and to keep lower level forecasts in balance. The approach combines the stability of aggregate forecasts and the application of management judgment with the need to forecast many end items within the constraints of an aggregate forecast or sales plan. Pyramid forecasting is illustrated in Exhibit 3-28. Exhibit 3-28, Pyramid forecasting. This technique includes a number of forecasts that may rely on quantitative forecasting methods to one degree or another. Sales and marketing forecasts at the individual product level, sales volume and units. Product family forecasts based on a roll-up of product level forecasts, sales volume and units. A business level forecast at the corporate level, sales volume, that is more strategic and could reflect plans to expand promotions, open new marketing channels, or compete in new market segments. A management forecast that reconciles the roll-up and business level forecasts. Pyramid forecasting combines both quantitative and qualitative elements. It provides a means of coordinating and integrating multiple forecast sources in an organization and ensuring consistency among the organization's strategic direction, goals or constraints, marketing and sales efforts, and use of manufacturing resources. So what exactly goes into each tier of the pyramid? Exhibit 3-29 is a graphic representation of a roll-up forecast. Exhibit 3-29, roll-up forecast. The exhibit shows how forecasts at the individual product level are consolidated by product family and with all other product families to create an aggregate roll-up forecast, also called a bottom-up forecast. The key steps in this roll-up include the following. Units of individual products are forecasted and then denominated in dollars. Unit and dollar values are consolidated at the product family level. Product family dollars are combined in a total roll-up forecast. Also shown in the exhibit is the business forecast, also called a top-down forecast, which is at the strategic executive level. Note the difference in the two forecasts. It will become the role of the management forecast to reconcile the two, which is where the qualitative aspect of this method comes most strongly into play. The next step in pyramid forecasting is for management to set goals from the top down that align with strategy, such as getting a particular area to commit to generating a higher level of sales. This process can involve a lot of back and forth negotiations at each level, but the point is to arrive at a forecast that everyone can commit to. Case study exercise, motorcycle manufacturer. Assume that the motorcycle manufacturer begins its roll-up forecast anticipating a need for 20 A1 units and 80 A2 units at a cost of $12 per unit and $7 per unit, respectively. Additionally, they anticipate needing 15 B1 units and 30 B2 units at a cost of $20 per B1 unit and $5 per B2 unit. Complete the roll-up pyramid forecasting technique in Exhibit 3-30 using the following steps. Calculate the volume and sales values of the individual products. Bottom tier. Roll up the individual products to units and dollars for families A and B, middle tier. Aggregate the units and dollar values for A and B into the roll-up forecast, top tier. Exhibit 3-30, roll-up activity. Now that you have completed your roll-up forecast based on forecasts for individual products, check your work. Note that the individual product forecasts were created using a variety of techniques. The aggregate sales volume of your roll-up forecast should be $1,250. Total units for family A should be 100, total units for family B should be 45. Cost for family A should total $800, and for family B should total $450. In comparing your roll-up forecast to the business forecast, you note that the forecast is less than the business forecast of $1,750. The CEO of the company asks the vice president of sales to reconsider the rolled-up forecast, and they agree on a revised total sales volume forecast of $1,500, which is called the management forecast. Now your task is to prepare a forced-down forecast. Start by calculating a ratio of the management forecast to the roll-up forecast of sales dollars. To calculate the forced-down management forecast for product families A and B and their individual products, multiply all the unit quantities and dollar values in the roll-up forecast by the ratio. The diagram in Exhibit 3-31 shows the information you need to provide for this forced-down forecast. After you do the activity, you can validate your answers against the correct solution shown in Exhibit 3-32. Exhibit 3-31. Force down activity. Exhibit 3-32. Answer key for activity.